Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I am your host Chantel, and I have my ever bestie with me, Miss Marie Rose.
Hello everybody.
I don't know why I'm super sing-songy when I say your name. It's just fun.
Because you're a sing-songy kind of person.
I maybe am.
She is scrunching her nose at the thought of being a sing-songy person.
Because, okay, so last week we did a very springtime episode. This week we're hitting you guys with another springtime episode. And, you know, it's all, we've been hitting you guys a little hard with the scary stuff, and I need to give Marie Rose a break.
When it's springtime.
Yeah,
it's hard to be time. It's hard to be scary during springtime.
I can do it. I can do it.
Oh, I believe you. I totally believe you. Yeah.
So today, what was I doing? Oh, I was eating lunch at my desk, and I was looking at the movies coming out, like what's coming out later this month.
You were in the office today?
Yeah.
You didn't come see me.
Yeah, I come in and I go take that left, and there I stop until it's food time. And then I'm like, are you in the office tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, then I will come see you. I triple promise.
Okay.
I will be there.
Okay.
I need to see Pat too. I need to just make the rounds.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've seen all my friends. Because the old office, okay, there I go.
Old office, the hallway was a circle.
Yeah, it was a circle, and my office was across from the kitchen. So everyone that came to get water or coffee or just throw something away would like stop and talk to me.
In our new office, the hallways are like an H.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So unless you make an effort, you're not going to see somebody opposite end of the H.
Yeah, and I always, when I pull into the parking lot, if I don't see your Jeep where I think it's supposed to be parked, like you have a reserve spot, then I just assume you're not there. And I'm like, oh, I'm not even going to bother. So today I saw a white Jeep and it was not yours. And then I saw yours and I'm like, oh, she's here. And then a squirrel. I got distracted. That's what happened.
You get distracted? No way.
Yeah, I know. Who knew? As I twirl my hair. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's got her microphone in one hand and twirling her hair with the other. I know. It's kind of funny.
I know. I'm like all posted up on the bedpost, like just hanging out, guys.
Yeah. It's all good. Happy Easter. Happy spring.
Happy spring. Let me tell you this. Okay, so when I got here tonight, we're getting back in the tradition of smudging ourselves, and it lights up my freaking world, you guys. There, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like it's literally burning off like the evil that just clings to me or comes out of me. I don't know. Because so this is like the second, third time we've done it when I come to record and like we step outside and smudge, and I feel high, like happy high. My vibration goes through the roof. I feel grounded. I feel like just happy.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what smudging does, guys. It makes you feel good. I don't know why people do drugs. I don't. Just smudge. Just smudge your body.
Yes.
You and a really good friend smudge each other. Yeah. That's not meant to be dirty.
It's a form of cleansing.
It is. It is a form of cleansing. And I clearly have things to cleanse off my person. Because
I know I do.
Mm-hmm. But you think about it, we're like running around all day, we're doing stuff, and I'm not smudging in between.
No, I'm not either.
Mm-hmm. At most I sit in the sun here and there for like 5-10 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And pray to the sun god that he would burn off all my crap. He doesn't.
Or there's just a lot of crap.
There's a lot of crap. A lot of layers. So this episode is really good then, because it's right on topic. Look at that segue.
See?
That was good. I didn't even plan that, guys. That's professional crap right there.
We squirreled ourselves right into the right into the episode.
Right back. And we're gonna squirrel right out. Watch it happen. I know, watch it happen. Okay, so I really am excited about this episode. So in season one, we did an episode on self-care, which yep. I enjoyed that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to do another one tonight, except we're not, you know? oh, I have that same exact sweater, except mine's a t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, not the same at all.
What?
Do you know when you're like wearing something and someone's like, oh, I have that same whatever, except, you know, you have on a black sweater. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I have that same sweater, except mine's a t-shirt. It's like nothing identical. And you're like, you're dumb. You're an idiot. Go away.
What?
See, squirrel. Here's my point. So in season one, we did a self-care episode. Season two, Marie Rose, calm down.
You're killing me.
You've got to calm down. This is what happens when we sage and we hang out. And wait till we start eating carbs. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I think my head will start spinning.
I know. Oh, my God. We're going to be so ill. Okay. So I digress. Season one, we did the self-care, which was about you, about taking care of you and when your energy is low and, you know, that whole thing. So this time, tonight, we're going to hit you with another form of self-care, except it's a spring clean episode. And it's a form of self-care in that you're actually taking care of you by taking care of your spaces. Does that make sense?
Very much so. Very much so.
So I thought it'd be cool to change it up.
As we're sitting in my junk room.
No judgment. Because, listen, I've got plenty of stuff that I need to clean. So here's how it breaks down. Okay. We're in spring. And last episode, we talked about Ostara and the rebirth. Like, this is the time of year when flowers are blooming and, you know, bees are pollinating and, you know, whatever, things are doing it, and it's just that, that time of year. So everything is, you know, coming about anew and all poetic. So this just seems, you know, spring cleaning is a thing. People talk about, you know, oh, the spring, and, you know, I'm gonna get rid of all my crap. And so back in the day, I like to use that phrase, back in the day, when the cold months came, people would batten down the hatches and close up their home like tight as F to keep out the cold. What did that mean? There was no central heat. So they had like a fire going all winter long and, you know, everything closed up. So by the time the warmer season came around, you finally open up the windows. There is so much, like, you have been in this concoction of soot and grime and more darkness than even like Lucifer can handle. And now it's time to clean. Like, it's time to scrub.
You know what I'm saying? Where it came from.
You know what I'm saying? Spring cleaning. Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. That's where it comes from. So enter spring, right? This is exciting.
A new day.
A new day. Yes.
A new year.
A new season. The season of the broom and mop. So it's just, you know, I'm going to say it. Cleaning your space, your home, your car, your whatever. It's just freaking good for the soul. It just is.
Yes, it is.
It's really good. So there are even studies that show how beneficial it is for you to have a clean space, for you to actually clean it. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that anyway. So here is what I like to do. My favorite, like, t-shirt or tank top, like shorts, yoga pants, whatever. Blast my music and like get in it.
Always, you know what I mean? Have to blast the music.
Like, house to myself.
Yes.
Because then I'm not distracted. Like, I don't want the TV on. I don't want, you know, like, a lot of times I'll kick the dogs outside. Like, I'm like, go, your dragons, fly about. Go outside. So I'll, like, take their beds. I'll put them out in the back. Like, let the sun hit them. Burn that crap off. And, you know, later, like, take the vacuum out and vacuum the dog beds. Because shaking them out does nothing. Let's face it.
Right.
So I like having the house to myself. I get in there, music blasting, and I am going in. I love it. And oh my God, I don't know. It's just win-win. It is win-win-win all around. So let's talk about why spring cleaning, or cleaning in general, is just so good for you. It's super good. So here it is. Decluttering actually promotes relaxation. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So are you like drinking a glass of wine while you're decluttering?
And eating Ruffles. I know. Okay. So research in recent years has found that stress levels at home are at their highest when dealing with belongings. It's your personal belongings.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
So the less time you spend dealing with your stuff, the more relaxed you are. So a little bit of effort can actually set you up to be calmer in days, weeks, months, years to come. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when you make the effort to declutter and organize your home, your office, your car, whatever, you end up saving a ton of time looking for stuff you misplace or spending money replacing stuff that you know you have and you just haven't found it in 3 months and it's actually sitting under your driver's seat, stuck to a French fry, you know, with a barbecue sauce chicken nugget. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that one pen that's like your mega favorite, but now it's like covered in barbecue sauce because it's been... Yeah. Or there's like those like rock hard fries that like fall in the cracks of your car. And I don't know about that because I'm not eating French fries anymore. Not by choice. That's because the universe said.
Oh, God.
Anyway, my point being, it's really good for you. It's very good. So I've said before, and it may have been the self-care episode where I was talking about like establishing a sleep routine because I was having trouble sleeping. It's been a while since I've listened to it. In any event. So where was I going with this? I don't know. I don't even know. Dang it.
Self-care. Cleaning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll come back to it. See, squirrel. I don't even know what happened. What what got me off the track? So, spring cleaning. It's healthy. Why is it healthy? You can actually rid your space of germs and allergens. Who knew? Who knew that cleaning could do that? So, let me just say, there is a difference between clean and disinfect.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
There is an actual difference. So, I haven't used chemicals to clean in years.
Yeah, because you used to use that, what was it? Norwex? What was it called?
Mm-hmm. Norwex, yeah. 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 So Norwex, for you guys that don't know, Norwex is a company that has products that are, you basically, like, you can clean with water. They have these microfiber cloths that have silver woven into the fibers. And you wet them, you wring them out, they're damp, and that's what you use to clean. And when you're done cleaning, you scrub it against itself under running water, wring it out, and let it hang to dry. And as it dries, that silver kills off the stuff that's in the towel, like any bacteria and stuff that the towel has collected on the surfaces you've cleaned. So I moved away from chemical cleaners because, like, I used to use them all the time, like all the popular crap.
Well, you didn't feel like your stuff was clean.
No, that's not why.
Unless you had those cleaners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
But, I mean, you turned me on to the Norwex way, and oh, my God, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much simpler.
Yeah.
And I'm not gagging myself out of the bathroom with chemicals.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's much simpler.
It is. And what happened to me is that, I mean, like Marie said, there was that old-fashioned school of thought that, like, you know, clean had a certain smell and it needed to smell like Pine Sol or 401 or is it 409 409 or Mr. Clean or whatever it is. Like, it needed to smell
the chemical clean.
Yeah,
smell.
The chemical clean. And I used to love some Pine Sol. Oh my gosh, I used to love the smell of Pine Sol.
Because it meant that it had been cleaned.
It had been cleaned.
What it represented.
Right. I used to love it. And I grew up with that smell in the house. My grandma used Pine Sol all the time. Anyway, I digress. So I was cleaning my bathroom one day and sprayed the shower down with a product. You know, I don't want to badmouth anything, but... So there is this like foaming product that you spray and it, you know, it's supposed to scrub, if you will.
Right.
So I sprayed the shower down and I walk out of the bathroom and this, like, I had an actual neurological something, like it had an effect on my nervous system. I couldn't.
Really?
Yes. For like, I don't remember how long it was, like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I don't know. I couldn't grip anything. I couldn't, like, it's like my hands weren't working, my arms weren't working. Like, it was the scariest feeling ever, and it happened right then, like right after I mean, finished
it,
in there.
I mean, it like sounds like a stroke,
right? It was so scary, and I was like, what the hell? And I just, like, I when as I had walked out of the bathroom, I turned the fan on because it smelled so strong in there. And that was the last time I ever used chemical cleaner. I was like, no, I am done. And that's why I got into the Norwex stuff, because I was like, there's no way. Like, I had never just thought about it, you know, like, well, what it either. Does to your health, me or, you either. Know, you're breathing that in, and it was just bad. So then I moved to other things. So now I just, like, I'm a huge proponent of cleaning with, like, baking soda, peroxide, alcohol.
Yeah, more natural, basic. Yeah.
Yes, very basic. Exactly. So pick it off the shelf. I know it's like a one ingredient thing. You mix it together and call it good. So now I know there is a difference between, you know, cleaning and disinfecting. And I didn't know that before, but now I clean something and then I go back and disinfect it. So that, you know, the cleaning is to get the dirt and the dust off of a surface. The disinfecting is to actually kill stuff. So who knew? Mm-hmm. And just a little tip, you guys, when you're disinfecting something, say like you spray it with, I don't know, a disinfectant for me is like alcohol and water.
Right.
So you spray a, after you clean a surface, let's say like your toilet, you clean it and then you spray it with the disinfectant and you let it sit for a few minutes, because that is how it kills it. It needs time to attack whatever is on that surface.
Go to war with the germs.
Exactly. So just a little insider tip, which is not an insider tip at all. It's very well known. So back to what I was saying, spring cleaning is actually good for your health. You do get rid of allergens and, you know, it makes you feel better. It makes you feel healthier. Come cold season and flu season and stuff, you want to be on your game, because I don't know about you, but I do not like being sick. I hate it. I hate it.
I don't think there's anybody who does.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's like the little added benefit. If you're not feeling horrible, you know, you have like a cold or something, you're like, oh, I'm going to take a day off. I'm going to lay on the couch and I'm going to binge watch something. But, you know, you feel a little stuffy, whatevs. But when you have the flu or some crap, hell no. No. I want no part of that. Especially when I didn't like get it myself. Like somebody, I touched a surface that some sicko touched and now I'm sick.
And you're like, cussing them.
Yeah. In like an unassuming place like the gym. I'm like, how dare you, sir? Clean your surfaces. Clean them. So, oh, whatever. Anyway. So cleaning and spring cleaning can also make you happy. How so? Because you're organized. And the actual cleaning gives you like this sense of satisfaction. So it actually does put you in a really good mood and makes you happy. I know when I'm in a bad mood, one of the things that I gravitate toward, like, and I didn't realize it until like as I was getting older, and you know, that's not true. I was like early 20s and I realized this. I was trying to remember when it was, but I think it really was like early 20s. I remember just identifying that feeling of like I was pissed about something, frustrated, whatever it was, and my response was I couldn't wait to get home so I could clean whatever, like clean the kitchen, do the dishes, whatever, because it gives me a sense of control and I'm putting something back together the way it's supposed to be or whatever it is. And that makes me feel good.
I've heard that before. I've heard people say that before.
Yeah.
Mad cleaning.
Yes.
And I could never relate because I don't mad clean. I mad eat.
I happy eat, I mad eat, I sad eat.
No, I don't happy eat. I stress eat, I mad eat, I sad eat.
Yeah.
Cleaning never entered into any of those equations.
Don't you happy eat when you're with like a group of people and you're just like mindlessly eating? You're like, oh, another appetizer. This is my seventh one. And
oh, well, that's, yeah, the yeah. grazing, and I just got to step away from the table.
Yeah.
But which I don't yeah, like no, to do. Yeah, no.
I don't like to quit.
You're not a quitter.
No, I'm not a quitter. I'm going to finish that burger.
But yeah, I've heard that mad eating.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's mad cleaning.
Yeah.
Mad cleaning. And I've never had that.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Maybe I wouldn't have this junk room if I did have that mad uncluttering.
Yes. That's where thing. I go. That is where I go. Like, I just like to start cleaning and I will find something to clean. And it's not like I have to search hard. I really just, I'll break out the vacuum or I'll, whatever it is. But it just makes me feel so much better.
Okay, so my daughter got me one of those Shark Roomba things.
Nice.
It's a Shark Ion robot.
Yeah.
It's
like the Roomba.
Yeah. So it's like a robot vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at the rest of the house going, what else can I buy? I mean, is there a robot to do the dishes?
I know.
Is there a robot to clean the toilet?
I know.
What other robots are out there? Because mm-hmm. I need that.
Mm-hmm. So I ask this of Alexa and my Google Hub all the time. I'm like, you're smart asses. Why don't you get up and freaking do something? Do something. You're so smart. Like, when I come home, maybe the kitchen's clean. Maybe the dogs are fed.
You know what I named our little vacuum robot? I named it Rosie.
Aww.
Remember Rosie?
Yes,
remember
like
Rosie from the Jetsons.
Yes.
Right, you get it.
There is an actual robot that looks like Rosie. I am not kidding. I'm going to find her online and I'm going to show her to you.
Does she clean the house?
Mm.
If she cleans the house, I'm all over it. If she
does, I don't remember what she does. She moves.
Dusting and cleaning toilets.
Yeah, that's a big one. Cleaning toilets.
Yeah. Cleaning the bathroom and dusting. And I will buy her.
Here's what, I'll make a deal with her. I will clean the toilets if she will clean the shower. I hate cleaning the shower.
Oh, see, I hate cleaning it all.
I don't mind it. Clean it, like, it does give me that sense of, like, I've done something, I've accomplished, I feel so good. And then, like, when it feels good and it feels dustless and the air just smells, like, a little cleaner because... Mm-hmm. So I don't use chemical cleaners anymore. I do, however, when I mix my cleaner, which is like, my cleaner would be like water, a little bit of Dawn soap, some white vinegar.
Do you use any essential oils?
That's what I was about to say.
There you go.
So I do put some essential oils in there. So when I vacuum, like there's like a foam filter in my vacuum and I put essential oils in the filter.
Okay.
And I just like, you know, drop them on the top. So it's been a while since I've done it, but it still smells like frankincense and it smells so good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So in the cleaner, I think I have eucalyptus in there.
Ooh.
I know. It smells ridiculous. Oh my gosh. So that's the scent I'm talking about. Like when I am done and the house is just, I was like, oh my God, this smells so good. So I love it. Yeah. So you don't need the chemicals, guys. You don't. If you like the chemicals, then so be it. But all that to say, it does reduce the stress. It really does. And then those scents, like the essential oils, they just do it for me.
Oh, yeah.
They just do. And then I know that, you know, what I'm smelling, that's my version of clean. Mm-hmm. Because clean doesn't actually have a smell. It doesn't smell like anything. Per Norwex.
Well, because we've grown up with the with the Pine Sols of the world.
That's true.
That have associated scents with cleaning. Mm-hmm. And so now we're programmed that way.
That's true. You know, one of like the few things I can still tolerate is like a Clorox wipe. And I don't use those very often. It's super rare. Everything else just smells so strong to me. Everything. But it's been a long time since I've used cleaner, so.
Do you still use fabric softener sheets in your laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do. I just thought about that. I have not transitioned over to vinegar or whatever the alternative is. And I'm okay with that. I know you can make your own fabric sheets. I don't have the time for that right now.
No, I don't have time either. I remember... the Norwex had the little green balls with spikes on them, the little rubberized.
Yeah, I have those.
And those worked okay.
Yeah, they work well. You can also, they have like these little holes in them, not holes, like each one has one hole and you can put water in there and throw it in the dryer with your stuff. And it could be like a steam.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Right? Look what you learned.
I'm going to have to go back and look now.
I taught you that. Do you still have those?
Yeah.
I have mine too. They're somewhere. I haven't seen them since the move, but I know they're somewhere.
Yeah, they're over by my dryer, duh. Mm-hmm. But there's a little hole in it that you could put water in it?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
You can put some water in there and then you throw them in the dryer and it'll create steam.
Huh.
Yeah.
Take out the wrinkles.
Interesting.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, so spring cleaning helps you focus. Those who make a point of clearing out the clutter once in a while... Marie Rose.
Is that why we Chantel. Don't focus? It's because there's so much clutter?
You know what? I will tell you, when my desk is full of stuff, I can get my work done, but I find that I am a lot more efficient when my desk is clear. Because I feel like when I have papers and stuff all over my desk. I am a little distracted thinking about like what I haven't touched yet, what I still need to do. And but when I have things, you know, organized and labeled and in piles and whatever, then it's a lot better for me.
Well, since we moved offices, I've been trying really hard to keep my desk clean. And where we were before, I had my piles, but I knew where everything was.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would go through every once in a while and unclutter them and file and label and, you know, just to keep up with the madness. But in our new location, I've been trying really hard to keep a clean desk and so far so good. But it also helps that I don't go in there every day, that there's some days that I work from home. So that helps.
Yeah, it does help. It's hard. Like when I'm in the field a lot, obviously I'm not in my office, so it stays a little cleaner. The other side of that though is that I usually have drawings and spec books all over my desk, so a little messy.
I've always felt like a clean desk was a sign of somebody not working.
I feel like a clean desk is somebody who's organized and has it together. I've always felt that way. Like the messy desk just makes me automatically think of like a messy brain. And I'm like, you're not going to get back to me when I need you to. You're not going to get me what I need. That's like exactly what I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like, it's just like a, I don't know. Obviously it's happened in the past, so now that's just how my brain connects things.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh God, that's messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as I can find everything, then I'm good.
Yeah.
But the minute I say, oh, I need this, and it's not in the pile I thought it was. Where okay, stop, it? Time out.
Yeah.
Time to get rid of the piles.
Yeah. So see, by cleaning and having things organized, you're a lot more productive. The studies are right. 9 out of 10 dentists agree that a clean space makes you more productive. So I remember where I was going with my thought earlier that I lost. So it's about having that clean space that keeps you relaxed. So I had said in that episode, and I do think it was a self-care where I had I was having trouble sleeping. So I established a sleep routine where I did specific things every night to help me get in that zone, like remind my brain that it is bedtime. And one of the things was to, I think I talked about it in that episode, was to make sure that I didn't have clutter in my room, because clutter just, I can sleep, but I sleep a lot better in a nice clean room.
And I think it has a lot to do with the energy too, because in a cluttered room,
right, there's no flow,
right. There's a lot of little nooks and crannies,
right,
where just negative energy can settle in.
And it does,
and that's why, you know, before you come over, I smudge the junk room, and you know, get smoke in those little nooks and crannies. Get all that bad energy out.
There's a reason it does work, and there's a reason why it makes you feel good to clean, because you are getting rid of all that stuff.
Right.
It does feel good. So back to the focus. So if you make it a point to clear out the clutter once in a while, it does free up the brain for more essential decision making, according to a study carried out by the founder of America's Anxiety Disorder Center. A thorough clean helps to clear your mind of things that need to be done around the house or a space of your choice, and makes it easier to focus on other more important things. Fabulous.
Interesting.
So here's a tip.
I know.
So here's a little handy tip. Don't get overwhelmed by the big job at hand. Start with one room. And if that's a lot, start with one drawer or one cabinet, one closet, one shelf, whatever it is. But start somewhere. Like pick a point and start there. And don't be discouraged. Like, if that's all you can do for that one day, so be it. Do that for one day. But you know what? You accomplish something. That one shelf or cabinet or closet or drawer or whatever it is now organized and free of clutter. And we move on with our lives.
Yeah. And that's totally a thing. Because when I unclutter my kitchen, like my kitchen island, and I come home from work and there's no clutter on my kitchen island or on my counters, I love this. I love my kitchen. It's not in that state right now.
because life.
Right. Well, like we talked before, you know, 2 months of studying, mm-hmm. I didn't dedicate any time to uncluttering. Mm-hmm. If I had time to unclutter, it means I had time to study. Right. Studying won. So I am in severe mm-hmm. catch-up mode. And now it's spring, and now is the time to do it.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's time.
It is. And, you know, on that note, I know we said this in the last episode, but mega congrats and shout out to my little bestie, Marie Rose, because she passed that test. She made it her bitch.
Oh, God. Yeah. It put pause on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was worth it, though.
It was worth it. It will be good for my future.
Yeah. You kicked that test ass.
It's, you know, when we talked about work and I just... I felt like I had to put myself through that challenge,
mm-hmm.
Because as much as I love the company we work for, I didn't want to be dependent mm-hmm. on that company that we work for. Because what if I got let go, or what if I got mad at them and I didn't want to work for them anymore? Where would I go?
Sure. Or, you know,
so it was a huge effort to make myself more marketable.
I'm super proud of you because companies come along all the time, even when you're super happy with where you are, and they make you an offer that you really just can't refuse.
Right. Well, I've been approached by two companies mm-hmm. since passing that test.
I believe it.
But, you know, it's like, no, I'm happy where I am. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I feel so much better knowing that I'm not, for lack of a better word, trapped in one place.
Yeah, I agree. I understand what you mean.
I have options. Yeah. And now I know I am there because I want to be there, not because I have to be there.
Yeah, I completely understand what you mean. And I'm mega proud of you.
Well, thank you, my dear.
I'm so proud of you. It is not an easy exam, you guys. It's the PMP for you guys that don't know. And that is the professional.
The project management professional. Yeah.
Project management professional. Yes. Yeah. And it is not easy. Definitely passable. But it's a toughie. It is a toughie. And they make it tough for a reason.
Right.
And it's not like, it's not a straight up. This is definitely the answer. It is a situational kind of exam.
I wish.
It is an ass kicker. So the moment Marie Rose and I have a cheat day, because we're both in dehibernation mode.
Spring detox.
Yes, it is a spring detox. And it's in, I don't know what it is for you, but for me, I know people say this all the time. It's a lifestyle change. It has to be a lifestyle change because I'm doing it for, it's not for weight loss. It is for
health.
Yeah, it is for health. It is to see if my old injuries will just stop it already and mm-hmm. quit being a pain in the arse. So we'll see. But as soon as we have a cheat day, we're going to go hard on those ruffles. Hard, because yes, you deserve it. I'm going to make you a ruffle cake.
Oh.
Yeah, just a pot. What that is a pile of ruffles. Just so you know.
Ooh.
With a glass of wine on top. Blow it out, baby.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so squirrel. So
so back to cleaning now that I got my life back.
Right.
It is back to cleaning, back to uncluttering.
Right. So now you can focus on other things. So along the same lines, decluttering happens to stimulate creativity.
Really?
It does. 9 out of 10 dentists. I'm just kidding. So it calms the mind. Mm-hmm. It helps with productivity. So with all of that in mind, like calming the mind and doing all that stuff, it also minimizes, or rather minimizing the excess clutter and you're clearing your space and whatnot. It's been found to stimulate creativity so you can make something beautiful as a result of tidying up your environment.
Making something beautiful?
Well, you know, I think the purpose behind it is that your focus now changes. You're free, like you. Mm-hmm. Your focus is no longer on studying all the time around the clock. You now have time to move away from studying and do what you're going to do now, what you started doing, which is decluttering.
Right.
Now you're cleaning up your world. As soon as you stop doing this because you've finished it, you move on to something else. So what it is it's freeing you up, freeing up your mind, body, soul to do something else.
Got it.
You
got
know
it.
Because
you're not having to declutter right. all the time.
Right. No, so I now you that. Can focus on that. Something creative. So for, let's say there's an artist, somebody that likes to paint or create music, you clear out your home, you get rid of a bunch of stuff, you suddenly have this open space that is available for you to use as your painting studio, your recording studio, whatever it is. In my case, one day I will find a home for our podcast, a permanent residence. So that kind of thing, you know? So here's what I meant earlier by it's like the self-care, except it's a t-shirt, because we're not talking about you specifically, like your person, like, oh, take a bubble bath, which, you know, do that if it makes you feel good. We're talking about your spaces. So
if your tub is clean,
right, clean your tub, clean and disinfect your tub. So here are some spaces to consider in your home. What gets the most cluttered?
You name it. Mm-hmm. Oh, the kitchen, because that's where you plop things down when right. you walk into the house.
Right. And I will tell you, when I get up in the morning and I come into the kitchen for whatever it is, I love to see cleared counters.
Yes.
Empty sink. I'm like, yes. Oh, it makes my soul just sing. I love it.
Yes.
So the home. Here are some of the spaces where the clutter tends to get trapped. Your closets, the drawers. Everybody's got at least one junk drawer.
Multiple.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, this is my menu drawer. This is my scissor drawer. BS. They all have crap. Like from back to front, top to bottom.
Right.
The garage. I know a lot of people that cannot use their garage because it's full of stuff. Your pantry. If you go through your pantry, I bet there is so much stuff that has expired. It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Mm-hmm. The pantry is now, yes, it's organized. Mm-hmm. It's got bins and labeled bins.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
So I had that going on. Except I recently went through the pantry and found expired stuff. So I got rid of that, made mm-hmm. more space. I was very proud of that. Your refrigerator, mm-hmm. that's another space. Yep. So here is one thing about the refrigerator that I like to keep in mind. I like to try my very best to go through the fridge once a week. And as I'm like cooking and putting leftovers in the fridge, I try to bring like yesterday's leftovers to the front if there are still yesterday's leftovers. And put tonight's leftovers like right behind that. So I know, you know, eat this one first or whatever. But my point being, I really, really make a conscious, almost daily effort to not let anything spoil in the fridge because I feel like that's bad energy just lingering and I don't like it.
And it's a waste of money.
Yes, that too. And I hate that. So I really do like trash comes by our house like twice a week, I think it is. So at least one day during the week, like right before trash day, I try to go through the fridge and see if there's anything in there that's even, you know, it's like approaching, we haven't touched it. And then I get rid of it because I'm like, we're definitely not, you know, it's been sitting at the back of the shelf or so. I just don't like that energy to linger. So I get rid of it.
Makes sense.
You know, also, you know, trash day, if all we have is one bag to put in the trash can, then I do it because I don't want the trash to sit around. I just really feel, you know, the energy thing.
Right.
I'm like, you're not taking up residence here, sir. So another place, your cabinets. Cabinets. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. They become so cluttered.
But yes, they do.
You know, like that's another thing I recently did was went through the cabinets and rearranged stuff so it makes more sense. And I'm like, okay, this works. Put mm-hmm. the Tupperware bottoms with the Tupperware tops and the, you know, it's all the stuff that gets away from you.
Yes.
But I love a storage bin. Oh my God. I love a storage bin.
And that's why at Target, mm-hmm. all the bins go on sale during yep. the springtime.
Yep. And I just bought some and used them. And yes, it felt very good.
I was like, because I like to get all the matching colors. I feel organized. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I do too. I love it. I love it. I just, so recently when I went through the pantry and got rid of some of the expired stuff, I took those empty bins that are now empty and put some of the recording equipment in them. So one of them has all the cables, one has mics, one has like, so far more organized instead of having stuff in boxes and all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it feels good. It feels good. Okay. Where else can we go next? We can go to the car. Our cars can be, oh my God, ridiculous. So my car, oh Lord, the big thing in my car is dragon fur.
Oh.
And I know real dragons don't have fur. They have scales or whatever they have. But my dragons have fur and their fur gets all over the car. And I don't have leather in my Jeep. I have cloth and it is a mother effer because the longer I go, the more it gets in the fabric.
Embedded into the,
God, it's annoying. It's so annoying. So that is my own doing. I used to have a seat cover. I don't know what my mother did with it. I was gonna say, I'm gonna hit pause the car right now. So I used to have the seat cover, which helped a lot, but you know, I'm not gonna digress. So that's the biggest thing in my Jeep is the dragon fur. I don't often eat something in there that's like, you know, every now and then I might have like french fries in my Jeep and I might drop one, but I really try to get it as soon as I stop somewhere, like park, you know, turn the car off and get it. But you know, someone spilled like a something coffee or soda, so there's like still dark stuff on the side of like the center panel. And I think it was my dad, I don't know, my mom said something. It was like when I was in Houston and somebody had my car and my mom told me what happened, and I don't remember because I just don't. But some of it is still there, so it's stuff like that. But even in my car, like I am in my car a lot because I drive around for work and I go from site to site, and so my car can become cluttered quickly if I don't stay on top of it. And it was recently in that state. So on top of all the dragon fur, I had a lot of drawings and a lot of notes and a lot of everything. And I finally had enough and I was like, I cannot. So on the way to like Walmart or something, I stopped at the car wash and washed it and vacuumed it, and I feel so much better. So it's not 100% perfect. I didn't like clay bar it and stuff. Like I would love to. Shout out to the Chemical Brothers. I love you guys. So, you know, it's not in that state, but it's a lot better than it was. So I just don't like, I like my air to feel like it flows. And when there's stuff like piled up or kind of scattered around, I definitely do not feel that good flow of energy.
Yeah. In my car, I'm pretty good at keeping my car uncluttered. The number one thing in the Jeep is sand, beach sand. I mean, because we are in and out of that thing. It's the beach sand.
But that makes me happy. Makes me very happy. I like the beach sand. Because then it reminds me that I was doing something that made me feel good.
Right.
You know, toasting my skin, whatevs. Okay, another space that we talked about, your office. So I said my messy desk, I still get stuff done, but I don't feel nearly as efficient. So you know, I can get the same thing done, but maybe I'm a little slower because I'm distracted by the crap all over the place.
Okay,
I like a clean surface. So your office, that also includes your drawers, your files. Go through your old files, whether it's your home office, your office, you know, at work, whatever it is. When we moved buildings, I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, so did I. So did I.
A lot of stuff. And I was like, why in the hell do I still have this stuff I haven't needed in years? So once a year, once a quarter, once a month, whatever your schedule, go through it. It's good. How about your phone? Your phone.
I have to keep my phone clean because just from space, there's not a lot of space on my old phone.
So you're forced to do it.
I'm forced to do it. Yeah.
So we talked about this a few episodes back, and I think it's when I was talking about a lot of messages that I didn't know I had in like the Messenger app and stuff. So Apple does this fun thing where it'll somewhat uninstall apps to make room for updates and whatnot, like iOS updates. So when you look at your phone, you had an app on there and now it has the cloud, like it needs to be reinstalled. So they're kind of helping you out because they're like, listen, Bob, you haven't used this in a long time and we're going to go ahead and make room for you. So, you know, shout out to Apple for helping us out.
See, my phone is so old, it doesn't do that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
But you have to do the iOS updates, right?
There's not enough space on my phone to do an iOS update.
Oh, I gotcha. So when you get a new phone, this is what you'll have to look forward to.
Interesting.
So that's why I wasn't seeing some messages, because there were some apps that were semi uninstalled, if you will. So I wasn't getting the notifications. Anyway, not to digress, but your phone is a good one. If you go through your contacts list, you probably have contacts in there for people you haven't talked to in years, like a long time. And maybe people that you needed to be in contact with for a short amount of time for work or whatever the case, and it's no longer the thing. So get rid of it.
Yeah, I definitely need to do that because I accidentally texted somebody who I worked with for a brief amount of time on a project, but I, you know, had their contact in my phone. And because if I don't recognize your number, I'm not answering.
Oh, me too. Because I get a lot of sales calls and stuff.
Right. So if I'm working with you, I want to take your call. I put you in as a contact. Well, I haven't talked to this individual in, you know, since the fall. And, you know, so it's, you know, been whatever, 6-7 months.
Right.
Well, she happens to have the same name as a family member. Mm-hmm. And I was driving and said, hey, text so-and-so, and sent them the text, you know, through the voice app.
Yep.
And a little while later, you know, when I got home, I said that they never responded. I looked, I said, dadgummit, I texted that late. That, okay, it's time to go through and clean out my contacts.
Yeah. And, you know, as I've gotten phones over the years or updates have happened or whatever, I've lost some contacts. And so, you know, sometimes I'll run into someone and they're like, you should call me, or why don't you call me anymore? I'm like, I don't even have your number. And I know I did at one point, but when I go back through, I'm like, yeah, no, I definitely don't have it. So, you know, over the course of the years, some of that will resolve itself. But I try to go through every now and then and clear out apps that I don't use and clear out, you know, old text messages. That's another one. And yep. There are some, I think like 2 years ago I did this. I went way to the bottom of my list, way to the bottom, and started looking at them. And I was like, oh, that's a good memory. Oh, that's a good memory. I'm going to keep it. And now I'm sitting here going, that was dumb. Like, it's been years since I've looked at those messages. So why do I need them?
Right. I used to clear out all my text messages just to save space. But about a year ago, we lost a good friend of ours. So I still have her text message on my phone. And so now I don't do that. I'm very careful now when I delete messages because I don't want to lose those messages from her. So I still delete my messages, but I just don't do a clear all like I used to.
Yeah, no, I've never done a clear all, but I will go through and I look at them specifically and I'm like, yeah, I haven't worked with this person a long time. I haven't, you know, so it's that kind of thing. Or, you know, you get the CVS messages, or, you know, because we sign up for text alerts for all kinds of stuff. So it's that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it bogs you down. Clear it out. You don't need it. Get rid of it. Your purse and or your wallet.
Okay, I'm good about that because I change my purse every month.
What?
Yes, I have a bin of 12 purses, one for every month.
Get out.
And it forces me to clean my purse out.
That is impressive.
So I've got my January purse, my March purse, my December purse, and it forces me to, and I'm not trying to make a fashion statement. That's not what it is. It's me forcing myself to clean my purse out, or else I will carry junk with me.
That's pretty genius. I try to do it like when I see my, you know, when my wallet's getting a little weighed down with old receipts and crap, I take a look in there and I'm like, listen, no more. And I try to do it on the regular. So credit cards I don't use, I take them out and shred them, or, you know, put them away somewhere because I'm like, you're paid off. I don't need to touch you. Let's just
get rid of it.
Get you out of there. And I really, in my wallet and in my purse, I really, really, really like to keep that energy flowing because I don't need financial crap hitting me. Like, I like to keep that feng shui real nice and crisp. Yep. So I don't want my wallet weighed down with old stuff. I don't want my purse weighed down with old stuff. So I really try to make it a point to touch those as often as I can. And it works out for me because I mostly carry a backpack around for work and whatever. On the weekend or in the evening, if I have something to do that doesn't require my backpack, I'll go into my backpack, grab my wallet, put it into my purse with my lip balm and whatever, and out the door I go. So it does force me. That forces me to stay on top of my game too. But when I only had my purse to carry, then that was a little bit of a problem. We won't talk about it. Okay, so here's another thing. Your tech toys. Your tablets, your laptops, your desktops, all of your stuff.
Yeah.
We are now in a world of apps and all kinds of files and cloud this and, you know, start that. And so clean it out.
Yeah.
You know, just because you have 17 terabytes doesn't mean you need to fill them all with old crap.
You don't?
You don't. It's not a thing. Go ahead and get rid of it.
Why don't I just upgrade my phone?
You should. I think you should. And get a new laptop while you're at it. A new Surface.
I love my Surface. I love my Surface.
I like mine too. She's very pretty. Her name is Sansa.
I have not named my Surface.
You should. You guys will be one. So, yeah, another area to consider. It's your tech toys. We don't think about that. So, old books sitting in your Kindle or old samples. Like, that's in my Kindle app. Just my Kindle app. I have old samples that I've already read or haven't touched. Why do I need them taking up space? Get rid of them.
Oh, yeah, I do. I delete them once I read them.
Yeah. So it's that kind of thing. Old files. So I have, I try to get in the habit of storing my stuff to the cloud. So whatever it is, whatever I'm using. OneNote. Is it OneNote? No, not OneNote.
OneDrive?
OneDrive. Thank you. So OneDrive or whatever the case, like something cloud-based where I don't have to carry around an external hard drive or a flash drive or something I could lose. So I really, really am trying to get in the habit of remembering to save all my stuff to that. But even that, I like to go in and clean it out, get rid of old stuff that I don't need anymore, because why am I holding on to it?
Right. I literally move everything off my hard drive every time we renew our contract. Our contract gets renewed every 5 years. Mm-hmm. So at the 5-year mark, everything goes. And I only keep, you know, stuff that I know I'm going to work on in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Those are the only things that come back to my hard drive.
That's a good idea.
I figure new contract,
mm-hmm,
out with the old, and I just archive everything else. Yeah,
I like that a lot. So here's another area, another thing that we probably don't think about when we think about spring cleaning, your finances. How about go through, I did this recently too. I went through, I looked at all of my expenses and I was like, yeah, I don't use this. I don't use this. I don't use this. Let's cancel all that.
Right.
And nowadays it tends to be subscriptions. It's the gym. It's Netflix and Hulu. And now Disney has a subscription service and, you know, and the list goes on. So who has time to commit to all of those things?
Who? Right.
You know, so look at all your stuff. There might be stuff. And, you know, the added bonus is now you have extra money. So you can move money out of a savings account that has like no interest accruing and move it into something that does get interest, or move it into stocks or whatever. But make it work for you.
Yeah, I actually did that a few years back. Mm-hmm. I was not watching my finances like I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically ignoring it because I knew it was a problem. And mm-hmm, I was hoping if I ignored it, it went away.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It snowballed. And I finally had to man up and take a look at my budget, mm-hmm, and what was coming in and what was coming out. And it's like, okay, this mm-hmm is getting canceled. This is getting canceled. This mm-hmm is getting canceled. And I went through a rough time where I had to go through that financial mm-hmm getting ahead.
Yeah, that's discomfort.
Yeah. And I mean, this was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am in a much, much mm-hmm better place.
That's how I feel too. And some of my subscriptions, you know, so I got a new card for my bank account, and mm-hmm my old card had a lot of stuff tied to it. A whole lot of stuff.
Oh, you know what? My card that I use, my number one card that I use, mm-hmm, bitches.
Yeah.
Somebody took it. Somebody took my number.
No way.
Yep. I found out yesterday. Yep. I got a little alert from Chase.
No.
Saying, if you spent this money at this place, and I'm like, that's one of those stores. That chain is not even in this town.
Wow.
So I replied immediately and they're like, okay, call this phone number.
Mm-hmm.
They have put a halt to the card.
Good.
And they were great. I called them and we went through all the purchases, and that was the only purchase that was not mine. And good, they're like, we got another card in the way. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so that actually happened to me when I was in Houston the first time.
But it's like you said, so many things are tied to it.
So many things, yeah. So I figured that out recently. So I got a new card and I don't even remember what the reasoning was behind that. But long story short, I did get a new card only to figure out that I have so much stuff tied to the old card number.
Oh, gosh.
Which I knew by heart.
Oh, no. See, and that's what I'm about to go through. I had to sit down yesterday and make a list of everything that that card is tied to.
Oh, yeah.
So that when the new card comes in, I can log in and put in the new card number.
Yeah. See, and I remembered some of them, and some of them I've just had to wait to get like the email notification or whatever. And they're like, oh, your card didn't work. And I'm like, oh, good. I need to go and change it. So, you know, that's another thing. But it did help me to, you know, the plus maybe being that I haven't used like my Netflix account or Hulu in a while. Like, it's been a minute. So why was I still paying for them? I don't even know, because I didn't even think about them, like out of sight, out of mind. So now that's like $20 I'm saving every single month on just those two subscriptions alone. Never mind like anything else that came off, you know, that auto.
It all adds up.
It does. It all adds up. So it's an area that I don't often think about when I'm thinking of cleaning, but I am trying to be a lot more aware of my finances and my financial future and all of that stuff. So I'm like, you know what? That $20 I can now take and invest and put it into something that's going to make me money instead of, you know, costing me money.
Right.
And here's another perk of spring cleaning or cleaning in general. You can sell your stuff. Make money, have a yard sale, go to eBay, whatever. Sell yourself.
I haven't had any luck with that. I usually don't put in the effort
mm-hmm.
to list I don't it either. And price it. I did a yard sale once before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I made some money off of it and I got rid of some stuff, but oh my God, the effort.
Yeah, I hate it.
And you know what? All that stuff just goes into the car and it gets sent down to the to a church bargain store, mm-hmm. Goodwill, whatever.
A donation place. It's just
out of my house. Just mm-hmm. get out of my house.
That's what I do. I get take it house. To like Goodwill or one of the donation places. Cause
just get out of my house.
I also don't have the patience to do it. I don't.
I don't have, no, I don't want to list it. I don't want to put a price on it. I don't want to meet you and get your money. No, I want it, the goal is to get it out of my house.
As quickly as possible.
Get out.
Yeah. I agree with you. I have some family members that are so good at selling, and a couple have eBay stores, and I mean, that's what they do for a living, and they do very well. Like, they're killing it.
Are they local? I'll give them my crap.
They're not, unfortunately, but they're on it. Like, they know how to just do it. That's not my jam.
No,
it's never
been.
I don't like sales. I don't like selling anything, including my own stuff. I don't. I'd be like, you know what? Just freaking take it. I don't care, because I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
I am not the yard sale girl.
Me either.
I see the signs and it makes me cringe. I'm like, good luck to you, sir or ma'am, because not here. In all of this, let us not forget to take care of ourselves. Now you have gone through, you've organized your home, you've gotten rid of stuff that you don't need or want anymore, or you do the Marie Kondon, is that her name? She's so cute.
I've heard about that.
Oh my God.
I've heard about that and the method and the whole, how it makes you feel.
Yes.
And I have not learned that method. I've only heard about it. I have not learned it or practiced it. Have you done it?
I did. So the gist of her method is, for you guys that don't know, it's, we'll do clothes. Clothes are pretty easy. So her recommendation is you take every article of clothing that you have, not your family, but you, and you put them in one place. Like, so you pile them up all on your bed and you go piece by piece and you pick it up and you hold it and you ask yourself how it makes you feel. Does it make you feel happy? Do you feel indifferent? Does it make you unhappy? And based on that, you make the decision to keep it, throw it away, or donate it, whatever it is. And if you are getting rid of it, you thank it. And you put it in a pile, you know, nicely to get rid of it. And if you're going to keep it, you hang it up or you fold it and you know, it's the same kind of thing. Like, it's living with gratitude. It's that kind of thing. So it's giving gratitude. Mm-hmm. So whether you want to keep it or not, you give it the gratitude that it deserves for being with you, and you move forward. So Her method is really cool. She has a show on Netflix and I've seen, I think, 2 episodes. She is so tiny and cute. I want to put her in my little pocket and just carry her around with me. And I just like, every time I get like a little storage bin, like a little organizer bin for a drawer or something, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, Marie would be so proud of me. And not my Marie, but the other Marie.
The uncluttered Marie.
Yes, the uncluttered Marie. So she, I mean, I really like her system. And in those 2 episodes, I mean, there was this one couple that I was like, I don't even know how she's going to get through this house. I really don't. And it was like one of those, what are those houses called? It had like multiple layers, like not
like a hoarder.
They were hoarders, or I don't even know that they, but the wife for sure. And the kid was out of the house already, but it was like stuff everywhere. And it was like, oh, it was like a split level home. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
So I had these, you know, different levels and stuff everywhere, everywhere. I mean, Christmas, she went all out for Christmas time, which super cool, but the Christmas stuff was all over and she had all these nutcrackers that were like, I mean, Christmas was overflowing all over the place. And she came in and helped them. And it was like, I mean, this lady was a constant shopper, had so many clothes with like tags on them still.
She's got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a problem.
Constantly shopping. Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean, she helped them so much. I mean, they knocked it out. That house looks so different. So, so different. And even they were like, man, I didn't realize it before. And you just get used to living in it.
Yes.
You get used to it and you're like, yeah, now I'm used to walking this path where I dodge these boxes and I dodge, you know, whatever.
It becomes your normal.
Yeah. It's your new normal. So very cool show. You should definitely check it out. It is so cool. Like, I recommend it for anybody, whether you're mega organized or you're trying to get organized. Like, it's a cool system, at least something to consider to change it up.
Right.
Because I had never thought of, you know, taking every article of clothing, which I still haven't done that. But I've incorporated other things that I was already, you know, on my way to doing, like the bins and the drawers and stuff, because I like organization. I just do. I like to know that my scissors are in a little bin in the drawer and they're just not floating around. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Oh, I remember, I mean, my linen closet,
mm-hmm.
Took a day, took everything out,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, went to, I'm pretty sure it was Target, and bought all these little matching cutesy bins, labeled them all, and yeah. Okay. You, I'm keeping, you mm-hmm. go into the bin, you, okay, you're going to, you know, the donation place.
Right.
You know, and when I was done, organized, cute.
Oh, I love it.
Linen closet.
And it feels so good.
And yeah, I mean, that thing was like Pinterest ready.
Oh, yeah.
Pinterest ready.
Yeah. Instagram ready.
Right.
For sure. And it does feel so good. And I love going into a space, a drawer, a cabinet, a closet, a room, whatever, and it just feels crisp. It feels airy. You know, there's one drawer in the kitchen where I didn't, like, it's kind of a deep drawer, and I was like, I don't even know how to begin to organize this thing because it's just deep. So it's not like you can just kind of line stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the drawer where like all my kind of like kitcheny stuff went, and it was stuff like wine opener and a small can opener and the pineapple core and the, you know, so that kind of stuff. Like, it's not cooking spoons and utensils, it's that stuff, like mm-hmm. the odds and ends. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to organize this drawer. So I had taken measurements and I was like, maybe I could get a stackable system, maybe I could whatever. Recently at Target, I found these bins and I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could put 3 or 4 of these in that drawer. And they're tall and deep.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, 3 of them fit. I organized stuff, like I categorized them, put them in the things. Perfection. And now every time I open that drawer, I'm like, I can totally use this stuff mm-hmm. because I know where it is.
Right.
And it makes me feel so freaking good.
Oh, yeah. I did that to my bathroom drawer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to...
Oh, those drawers get so cluttered.
Right. You know, so whatever, the Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get, you know, you measure your little drawer out and you go to wherever, mm-hmm. Dollar Tree, Walmart, Target, you know, whatever is your favorite. And you know, get the bins. Mm-hmm. And my bathroom drawer is nice and organized. Mm-hmm. I got my makeup in one little bin. I got my little clippers in
your
one bin.
Your makeup fits in one bin?
Well, I got my face makeup in one bin. I got my eye makeup in one bin.
She's like, let me clarify for you.
I got all my lipsticks and lip glosses in one bin. Mm-hmm. You know.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And then it's not scattered all over. My makeup table is a mess. It's always a mess. That's the stuff I touch every day. But then there's the stuff like my eyeshadow palettes that I don't necessarily touch every day that I do have in one drawer. Like all the eyeshadow stuff is in one drawer. All the primers in one drawer.
I've got all mine in one little bin.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little obsessed.
I love Ulta.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube. Oh, God.
So back to the point. The point being, you know, you organize your world and then don't forget to take care of yourself. So this is where the season one episode loops back in, not squirrel. And you do take care of yourself. So you've done all this hard work. You've cleared your space. Your finances are looking sharp. You know, you have a plan in place. And are you going to do a deep clean once a month, once a quarter, once a year? Whatever. Like, you figure out what works for you. But now take care of you. So what makes you feel good? Is it the bubble bath with some, you know, some lit candles? So be it. Do that. Is it a day at the spa? Because now you've saved some money from, you know, cleaning up your finances. You've canceled those subscriptions you don't need. And now you've got your money working for you. So take some of those fun dollars and do something fun. Go have a spa day. Get your hair did, your nails did, whatever it is, you know, buy the outfit you wanted to buy or the new appliance or whatever. But do not forget about yourself in the process. And no matter what, whether it's your space or it's you, like, it is definitely benefiting your mind, body, and soul. And all you need is just a starting point. So like we said before, is it a shelf? Is it a drawer? Is it a cabinet, an entire room? Whatever it is, start somewhere. And honestly, like, if it's your jar of pens, start there. Take them all out. Figure out which ones work. The ones that don't, freaking get rid of them. Why do you have them? Like, just start getting rid of stuff.
Right.
Your highlighters that dried out 10 years ago, throw them in the trash.
Right.
You know, pare it down.
I think there's no room in your life for that.
There isn't. There is not. And
And you've got to get rid of the old stuff in order to make room for the new good stuff in your life.
You do. And moving was so helpful for me to, like, it forced me to do that.
Yes. Nothing like moving to force you to clean out your
stuff.
That
is so true. I mean, you could actually just take all your crap and throw it in boxes. That's true. But I actually...
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I actually had a little bit of time before I went to Houston and did that. And I'm so happy I did, because there was a lot of stuff that I was like, I haven't touched this in a year. I haven't touched this in 5 years. Why do I have it? And now that's my thinking is, if I'm not touching it on the regular, what is the purpose? Like, somebody else could get use out of this.
Right.
So that's what I try to keep in mind. So,
and it helps you move on with your life.
It does. It really does. You're not stuck in that stagnant energy.
Exactly.
You're just not. So make it a regular habit. I mean, address one section per week, per month, per year, you know, however you want to do it. I like to do it on a regular basis. So now, you know, as I organize things, I like to keep it that way. So now that the pantry's organized, I really make sure that as I'm adding things, I'm moving the older stuff to the front, still checking the dates and, you know, making sure we're using it. If we're not using it, why the heck are we buying it? Like, what is the purpose?
Right.
So I really try to stay on top of that. So lastly, now that you have your world in check, your home is decluttered, you're living like a minimalist, you're in your bubble bath with your candles, smudge your space, seal it up. Like, all that hard work you just did, seal it with a kiss, with some smoke, smudge it.
Yeah.
We've told you how high we get when we smudge ourselves. It really does feel good. And it does when you set the intention to clear your space and get rid of any lingering energies that do not vibe with you, that you don't need in your world. It really does something amazing and magical to you and your space. So don't forget to do that. Where do you get a smudge stick? Pretty much anywhere. But I like to order mine on Amazon.
Yeah, that's where I get mine.
Yeah, and it is straight up dried sage. And it's like California Dried Sage or something. Like, I don't know. When I put the show notes together, I will try to put a link in there.
Yeah. And there's so many different things that you can use to smudge now.
Because, it's true.
Because they're saying, oh, sage, you know, everyone's using sage now. There's going to be a shortage and all this other stuff. There's other things mm-hmm. that you can use to smudge with.
Mm-hmm. To clear your space, right. to rebalance. I mean, you can even use a white candle. You can use a white
because
candle.
Because it's the smoke.
Yeah.
It's the smoke. That it is. That, and you want, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, seal it with a kiss and smoke. And smoke. So, you guys, that is it for our episode on spring cleaning your space, your world, your mind, body, and soul. I super hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any of your own stories, tips, tricks that you want to share, make sure you let us know at themediamatters@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. And I promise the drought is almost over and I am coming back to social media. I've been so mega busy, so I haven't been on there like I was, but I am coming back with a vengeance. You guys are going to be so tired of seeing me post. I promise. So again, another fun episode. I always enjoy doing these episodes with my bestie and it's just fun. And this is another good one because, you know, it is springtime. It is the rebirth, the season of the rebirth and starting things anew and out with the old, in with the new and all that good stuff. So it just made good sense to go through the home. And right now it feels like things are just moving in such a positive direction. You know, why not speed it up by incorporating your along. World and help it along by clearing the environment, the spaces around you. So
help the energy help you.
Yes. Help me help you. Exactly. You're so wise, Marie Rose. You're so wise.
Wise ass.
That's why I love you. All right, you guys. So that is it for our episode. Thank you so much for hanging with us. We always appreciate and love you guys. So we will be back next Tuesday with another brand new episode just for you. If you guys have something that you would really like us to cover, make sure you let us know. Social media or themediamatters@gmail.com. You can also courier pigeon and smoke signal and hey, you know, light your smudge stick. Send us a message. Let us know. We are here to make sure that you guys are getting the content that you want to hear. So, you know, we do it all for you. So with that, you guys, we love you and good night.
Good night.